You are listening to Turning Back the Clock by Dr. Emil Tompkins. Hi, I'm Dr. Emil Tompkins, and in our office, we care for people who have gone through years of different stresses that are constantly breaking down their bodies, and we're looking for ways to turn back the clock. Well, I'm here to tell you that not only is it possible, it just might be easy. Now, I want to start by telling you a story about my first house. My wife and I, about 15 years ago, purchased a house in Iowa that was built in 1864. That's right, 1864. It was an old Victorian-style home, and this house, when you looked at it, was beautiful. Beautiful. But it was 136 years old at the time we bought it. And this house was our pride and joy, but it sure did have its problems. Over time, it was beginning to wear down, and you can tell. Some external elements started to hurt the house, and we had rain and snow damage and roof problems that we had to repair. On the inside, there were some areas of mold and areas that haven't been updated in years, and there were electrical issues because the electricity was installed right around the time electricity was invented, I believe. That house, although our dream, was a little rundown and needed lots of repair when we bought it. In fact, there was one day we were trying to install drywall in our home, and as we're doing that, we noticed a major problem with our electricity in installing drywall. And granted, I'm a chiropractor, not a drywall installer. As we're putting one of the pieces of drywall up, the electrical outlet touched the metal electrical box surrounding it. And when that happened, all we heard was bzzz and then bang. I ran out to the hallway and I noticed a fire and water coming out of the bathroom sink. What had happened was, I guess the spark sent a significant shock to the ground wire, which was connected to our cold water pipes upstairs. Blew a hole in the pipe, and it took a few days of plumbing on my part to realize, number one, I'm not a plumber. We had to bring someone in to repair this, and eventually we did. They got me thinking about some things. Eventually, after addressing each area of our house and getting the place updated, it worked really well inside the house, inside and out, and the house was in great shape. But I could have done what prior owners of the house did, and that's paint the exterior and the obvious things we could see, and left the underlying problems, the external causes, the weather, the internal causes, the electricity, stress and strain on the house due to years of not being taken care of. I could have left those other things, and the house would just get worse and worse and worse over time. But then, I'm sure you've seen some of those old, beautiful, historic homes that are consistently maintained, and they're pristine and almost perfect in every way. And these homes make older look good. Not just good, but very good. As people, we're living longer than ever before. In fact, the fastest growing population in America are centenarians, people who are alive over the age of 100. One of our most famous centenarians, he's not with us now, but I'm sure you remember George Burns, on his 100th birthday, he said, "If I would have known I'd live this long, I would have taken a lot better care of myself." Well, if you didn't know before today, you know now. You have a long life ahead of you. So what are you going to do to take really good care of ourselves? The first thing we should do is treat our bodies like that perfect, pristine house, caring for it in every way, making it resistant to those different stresses inside and out. Now, to get started, I want to ask you a simple questionnaire. And as I ask these questions, just think about the answer. They should be pretty simple. You should be able to give a yes or no answer pretty quickly. So we'll go ahead and I'll ask these questions. Do you exercise on a regular basis? Question number two, do you eat bread? Question number three, do you drink sodas or drinks with high sugar content? Number four, do you eat pasta? Number five, do you fail to get 3 to 5 servings of vegetables, most of which being green leafy vegetables? Number six, do you find yourself overwhelmed by stress? Number seven, do you have trouble finding time to take part in stress-relieving activities? Exercise, reading, sleep, you know, those kinds of things, whatever's stress-relieving for you. Now, if you've answered yes to any of these questions, then it is time to take some serious steps in making sure that we are turning back the clock. And so we will go over this Now, to begin, I want to talk about the three T's. These are the things that if we leave them unchecked, they will slowly destroy our health. These are the causes of our health problems today. The three T's are traumas, toxins, and thoughts. Now, as we go through life, we encounter small and big traumas constantly that affect our health in a bad way. Things like auto accidents, slips and falls, repetitive work type activities, taking care of the house, taking care of our families. These can all be physical stresses. And just like that house we've been talking about before, over time, these stresses will really wear down our bodies. Now, there's some different ways that we can reduce stress. One of those ways is physical stress, is with exercise. When you have physical stress, the way that you beat physical stress is by making your body stronger than the stress. You do that with exercise. And there's different ways that we can do this, and it depends on what our goals are. The physical stress of pain and discomfort, as a chiropractor, we come up with lots of structural strengthening exercises and strengthening of the spine, strengthening of the back, strengthening of different areas of the body, just to make sure that we're able to go through life comfortably. That's one way that we can exercise. Some of the other things that we can do, making sure that our heart is good and strong so that we can handle physical stresses, with cardiovascular activities. Things that will get our heart rate going for a little bit are very important. Things like walking, being in the pool, bicycling, those kinds of activities are going to be really valuable in dealing with physical stress as well. Now, some of the other things that we need to look at is, pain relieving and structural exercise through resistance training. When we do resistance training with lifting weights or using other kinds of resistance bands, that sort of thing, helps to build lean muscle. And when we build lean muscle, our body is going to feel better and we'll be stronger and able to better get through, definitely be able to better get through our day. So the first step that we want to do is beat physical stress, and that's going to happen with exercise. Now, the next stress we'll talk about, or the next T, is toxins. So we talked about trauma. Now we're going to talk about toxins or chemical stress. This stress comes from the things we eat, the things we drink, the medications we take, the air we breathe. All these things can be toxic to our body in different ways. A couple things that we need to do is make sure that we're eating correctly. If we think about how we're eating, there's three simple rules that if you follow these, just these, not only will you lose weight, but you'll be on your way to beating chemical stress. Now, there's a lot of other things that you can do, and this is not a one-size-fits-all diet plan or anything, but a couple of really important tips that if we do these things, we will be healthier. Eating tip number one, if God made it, you can eat it. Natural and possibly organic foods are always preferable to things that are processed, number one. Number two, skip the breads. Besides the inflammatory components of wheat in our diet, you're guaranteed to gain weight with more wheat consumption. And more staggering research is out there that tells us wheat and gluten consumption causes neurological deficits in those of us who aren't gluten sensitive, problems with dementia, Alzheimer's, other neurological problems, neurological movement problems, dizziness, balance issues can be affected by wheat sensitivity. So skip the breads, get rid of the wheat. That'll make a big difference. Number three, eat more vegetables than meat. If you look at your plate, if your plate contains 3/4 vegetables, then you're in good shape. Now, I'll let you know, our office has begun a series this month helping our patients to lose weight naturally. And so it's something that is available for any of you. If you're interested in learning more about healthy ways to lose weight, at the end of this video or in the materials with you, there are some links to so that you can see the video on healthy ways to lose weight. Just for being a part of this workshop or in listening to this, it's something we'd like to offer for you. So now we've talked about the first T, trauma, the second T, toxins. Now let's talk about the third T, emotional stress. That's the third area, and I probably don't need to tell you about emotional stress. You've lived long enough to know what emotional stress is and have probably come up with different strategies to deal with that stress. But we're going to talk about this for a second. If I were to ask you, what kinds of things are emotional stress, what do you come up with? Finances? Kids? Spouses? Work? Health? Moving? So many things can become stressful, and they aren't necessarily bad. They aren't bad events, however, they do affect our life in negative ways. To make it short, when we're under stress, our body releases chemicals, chemicals that are designed to raise our heart rate, raise our blood pressure, increase blood flow to the eyes and extremities so that we can see, fight, or run from that offending stressor. But when our stress is something like our children, our spouse, our health, our finances, we actually can't run away or fight those things. So we have to deal with it. And there's lots of different ways that we can relieve stress. Lots of different ways, from massage to exercise to sleeping to reading to singing. I can come up with so many different stress-relieving activities. You wouldn't know what to do with all of them. But honestly, by this time, you probably have a couple of stress-relieving activities that you already like to do. My question for you is, what is that stressful activity? Take a moment and really think about it. What is that thing that helps you relieve stress? And then the second step to this process is, how often are you taking time to do that stress-relieving activity, that thing that you already know is going to help you to relieve stress? You've got to put all of those pieces together, but when we do, we'll start to see our health change, we'll start to see our stress decrease. So now you know, and I hope that you take this to heart. If you want to turn back the clock, you have to handle the three stresses: physical stress, chemical stress, and emotional stress. Now, why is a chiropractor talking to you about stress, or the three T's, or eating right? Well, I'll ask you a question. What part of the body controls and coordinates every function in your body? It coordinates all your body's responses to stresses and pretty much any other function we have. It coordinates how our body responds to physical things. It coordinates how our liver and kidney and digestive system deal with chemical stress. It tries to make sense of emotional stress. What part of the body is that? You're right. It's our brain. And what happens is our brain sends messages down the spinal cord out to all the nerves to every part of the body. And as long as that pathway is clear, our body tends to work pretty well. But different things happen where our body doesn't receive those signals well and the nervous system isn't functioning as well as it's supposed to. And these stresses over time, they overwhelm the body. And if the nervous system isn't controlling things the way it's supposed to, we start to see some negative changes in our health. So as a chiropractor, what I do is I find areas where the nervous system isn't functioning right. Most of the time this happens along the spine. When we correct those problems, we begin to allow our nervous system to function correctly. Then we work with providers like personal trainers, massage therapists, physical therapists, people that will allow the body to get stronger and function better so that these corrective changes that we're working on making will last. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to do that. So before I let you go, I do want to offer something for you today. In our office, we take care of people every day looking to turn back the clock. Maybe someone looking to exercise and make some changes there, but their body hurts in a way that doesn't allow them to do that, or that they feel doesn't allow them to do that. We work with people that are dealing with issues where they're just not as healthy as they'd like to be. And so I want to offer you the opportunity to receive a chiropractic evaluation in our office. One thing that we'll do for anyone that's listening to this audio, you can have a completely free consultation where we can sit down and talk about your health goals and your health issues and figure out what we can do to start get you moving in the right direction. Now, for any of you, if you would like that detailed chiropractic consultation, I invite you to give us a call at 520-572-2596. I hope you have a good day. I wish you the best of health, and I hope you're ready to start turning back the clock.